Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and welcome back to the show. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. Welcome. Really appreciate. And this is a place where I share some insight, some stories, lessons, and I give you some tools on that entrepreneur journey that you're on. And maybe you're a sales pro, maybe you're a busy business professional, but this stuff is still so applicable because it is all about the MVP of the game, you. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the path to your goals and the fear of indecision and wrong decisions. You know, a lot of times that's what's really holding people back, is that they've never made a decision and they just fear making a wrong decision instead of just, you know, making a decision to go down a path and then figure things out as you move along with confidence, knowing that you'll eventually get where you need to go if you believe in yourself. And that's really what, you know, ends up happening for people that experience success at the end of their journey, is that they never really knew the path. They just knew that they believed in themselves to get there. And, you know, I think so many people are just accustomed to speeding through life that they forget to slow down. And really, you know, I think that's the lesson we need to put into practice and take some time to think. Take some time to think. You know, successful people make decisions quickly and change their minds slowly, while unsuccessful people change their minds often and never make a decision. Isn't that the truth? You know, when I was building my first company, I remember, you know, unequivocally where I was, and I basically had this fear of making a wrong decision. You know, we were faced with a couple of big ones, and basically, I just felt like, you know, if we went down one path, what if something that there happens? And, you know, you end up thinking about all these things that you don't want to happen. And that's the definition of fear, is thinking about all the things you don't want to happen. But yet we create that through indecisions. And it's such a crazy thing when you actually step back and think about it. And, you know, where do we get that from? You know, why hasn't anybody really taught us when we were young how to do this stuff? We go through school, we learn some theory, we're thrown a test. You know, if you pass, you move on. But no one's really stepped back to make sure that, you know, we felt comfortable and confident in our ability to move through life, make decisions, and go down and do the things we really love, because no one's shown us that we should start there. Start where you love, at what you love to do. It's a great place because it doesn't feel like you're working, for one, and two, it's what you love. Let's get into a couple of things here, move the show along, but I just wanted to start off by saying that Bob Proctor taught me something really, really cool. And, you know, I wrote it down so I get it exactly how he says it. And, you know, mentors like this, although I didn't mentor with him, you know, directly, he was definitely a mentor for me through reading his books, his material, YouTubes, of course, audios, and maybe even way back in the day, cassettes. But there is a single mental move you can make, which in a millisecond will solve enormous problems for you. It has the potential to improve almost any personal or business situation you will ever encounter. And it could literally propel you down the path to incredible success. We have a name for this magic mental activity. It's called decision. Decisions, or lack of them, are responsible for the breaking of making of many a career. So decisions are definitely the only thing that you will go to the grave with. Let me repeat that. All your decisions are the only thing that you will end up going to the grave with. You can't bring anything with you. So, let's not fear making wrong decisions. Fear not making a decision. And I'm going to show you a formula today that I know unequivocally will help you with your decisions. So let's get out your journal, because that's what you bring to this show. And I know you did, because I have mine and you should have yours. Now, of course, if you're driving, like always, come back to this. It's about halfway through the show right now. And come back and let's do the exercise, because I know this one is definitely going to help you. Definitely going to help you. So, pen ready? Okay, let's do it. This is the decision-making formula. I believe alignment plus time plus investment plus accepting the outcome equals success. Let me say that again. I believe that alignment plus time plus investment plus accepting the outcome equals success. So let's go through each one of those elements. Okay, first of all, what's your alignment? I think you should ensure that you desire trying to achieve these goals by aligning with your true self. Now, let's say that again. I believe that you should, again, ensure that your desire, the desire that you're trying to achieve, is aligned with your true self, okay? So, what do I mean? Well, do you believe you can attain this? Number one question. Do you believe that you can attain this? This is the number one thing that most people get wrong. Because a lot of times they don't believe in themselves, so they can't even go past this question. Not even basically ask the question, because they're so fearful to even ask a question. Do you believe you can attain this? Second question. Does this excite you? Does it excite you? Does this align with your values? What are your values? Have you ever stopped and thought about it? Hey, I love asking this question. Walk up to someone and ask them what their core values are. What are your core values? That's a great question to ask yourself, so that you can then align things with these values as being a guiding light. Because often, many times, people make decisions based on not even being aligned with their core value. So why did they think then it didn't work out? Number four, are you willing to stay teachable and learn? Oh, we've talked about this. We've talked about learning and how important it is. You should go back and check out that show if you have been tuned in at the beginning. Go back and check it out. If you're just tuning in now, go back and check it out. And number five, are you willing to accept the changes that will be necessary? This is all about alignment. When you get that right, that alignment is going to be the catalyst. It's going to be the foundation to what you will be able to achieve in your life. The alignment is so important. Most people miss these questions in their life. I'm all about asking questions so that you can get better answers. When you ask better questions, you will get better answers. And these are designed to help you go further in life. So align yourself with what that looks like. Align yourself with what you want. Now, here's a big one. Time. Remember I said alignment plus time plus investment plus accepting the outcome equals success. This is the success decision-making formula. and it's an art. And if you can get it right, then you're going to be ahead of 95% of people out there, because they never realize their goals, because they're just not able to make a decision in the first place. And then when they do, they haven't got the formula right, so they miss a bunch of components and then they fail. But they don't realize that that failure is the lesson that they need to learn so that they can reapply it and go again and try it. There's a cycle. Sometimes you're going to miss stuff. But I'm trying to give you the boom so you can mitigate the risk and exposure of that and maybe speed up and quantum leap into your goals. Alignment and time. Time is so important in this. Allow the time to learn and make the changes necessary for one. Okay, so take some time to be able to do that and decide how long that will take, and then add about 50% more time. Because that's usually what happens in situations. We always underestimate the amount of time it's going to take something, and therefore we get discouraged when we don't hit it. So if you add 50% more time, the chances of getting there are going to be more favorable for you, knowing that you got the ability to try and push forward on your original timeline, but add the 50% so it gives you the flexibility and less stress. Investment. Understand there will be an investment of money and time for this attainment. Determine how much that will be and add 50%. Remember, cost opportunity is still a cost. So therefore, what are you going to be putting time into that may take away time from something else? And that is also a cost and an investment into whatever it is that you're going to be paying attention to. Accepting the outcome. Have you addressed the end and the result? If it's failure, can you live with that outcome? Have you addressed the end? If it was a success, how will you feel upon that achievement? Would this make you happy? Yes, it would. If you hit your goal, you're going to feel like on top of the world. So how does that feel inside? That feeling is what you attach yourself to. But here's the thing. If it's delayed gratification because some failure comes along and derails you a little bit, make sure you learn how to zig. And then you're going to learn how to zag, because that's what it's going to take to get where you need to go. And with this formula, I know at the end of it, there will be success, because this is a simple formula and it's missing in most people's lives. They just simply don't take the time to understand the importance of decision making. And as a result, they never get to where they want to go. You have the ability to attain anything you want in life. There's an opportunity in every dream. Look around and witness this for yourself. Pay attention. The prosperity you seek is within your ability. If only you can learn and change. It is as simple as that. Practice this decision-making formula. Promise you. Try going through it in different things that you're going to go through right now in your life. Get that alignment. Remember to look at the time and investment that it's going to take and apply the acceptance of whatever happens on the other side, as long as you take every measure forward with a positive one and a positive mental outlook. Yes, we're human. There are things going to happen. Negativity will creep in. But this is why you have a toolbox or a toolkit. Remember, you're building a house of success. Things are going to happen. You're going to have to fix things. So have the tools, have the toolkit in your box every day, and deal with the things you have to deal with. But I know this one thing will make massive change in your life. It is the art of decision making. It will be the one thing that you take to your grave. Get good at it. Keep being amazing, because I'm just loving this show and I love the fact that you're tuning in. You guys be awesome. Thank you. Much gratitude. Of course, you can wave to me on these shows. You can send me a message on this show. I can respond as well and then put it back into the show. That's how cool Anchor is. And I'm really excited to be using this platform and moving my message forward to you. You guys have a great day. Do something nice for someone and kick ass.